There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, and you can also find us every single day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we've got an NFL draft coming up next week. I know LeVar Arrington's going to be on the coverage for that. We got a team that's picking in the near the top of the draft at number 6 in the New York Giants. We've discussed some potential of the New York Giants maybe taking a quarterback, or maybe they just take the best available wide receiver at that point. At that point, they're going to have some options there. One of the stories that's kind of making the rounds a little bit is what's happening on the coaching staff. Brian Daboll maybe rubbed some people the wrong way last year with the way he handled certain things. Well, their offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, spoke yesterday with the media about, you know, the fact that he had interviewed in Seattle for the head coaching job. He'd also potentially talked about wanting to be their offensive coordinator as well, too. And, well, welcome to New York, where those sort of details you get asked about over and over again until you give them an answer they like.
I don't know if that's been, you know, out there or anything. All I know is, like, last year is last year, and there was a lot of things we need to get better at, from coaches, players, everybody. We just got to improve. And so, I'm not going to go too far into the past. I kind of put that in my rear view. We've learned from it. We've grown from it. And we're really excited about phase one, and today is the first day of the start.
After you interviewed with Seattle to be their head coach, they also requested an interview with you to be their offensive coordinator. Why do you think the Seahawks thought you were interested in a lateral move, and were you interested in making a lateral move to somebody else's OC?
Man, I must have did a good job, but it was a great opportunity there. I love the people there. Jody, John, it was a great experience, but that's what it was. It was a great experience, and I can carry that over into the future.
So were you interested in lateral moves or only in the Giants?
I'm here, and I'm excited to be here with the Giants.
Man, I love New York.
There's always drama, huh?
It's just like they
I
don't...
wonder what that dude who asked the question looks like, man. Was that AI? artificial intelligence?
Man, I read an article about...
Man.
How AI girlfriends are going to become a thing of the future, and it's like a $1 billion industry.
No kidding.
Yeah. Guys are just going to come home and they're going to have their little AI girlfriends that they look the way they want them to look. They talk to them the way they want to talk to them, all that. Yeah.
Don't comfort them.
A real person.
No.
To comfort them.
AI.
I got you.
AI.
Well, AI. I mean, the AI could have been like, you know, kind of installed in like
Fembots, like from Austin Powers.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That would be expensive.
You said look the way you want them to look.
And they'll be on a screen.
You can see them.
It's like total recall.
It's already happening now. There's AI models now for stuff.
Hey, bro. That is creepy.
I mean, whatever.
If that's what you're into, you're a creeper. Like, you're creepy.
It makes all those guys who've bought blow-up dolls feel better about themselves.
I mean, like, that's, you know, there's definitely more of a qualification.
At least I got to do some work and blow this thing up, you know? I'm just saying, like, there's an air valve there. It's not going to do it itself, so I've got to put this thing together.
I mean, at least it's tangible.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to the blow-up.
And you can throw it in the pool afterwards when you're done.
And float.
I get it.
Multi-purpose. But you're sitting there looking at a screen? I mean, go to an adult film, like, go to an adult site. What are you doing? I'm getting a screen. She's going to talk to me. What? You got problems, man. Whoever you are out there, you're using it, you got... Yes, I'm judging you.
Yeah, you should.
I'm judging you.
Strange, man.
Just letting you know.
Weird stuff out there.
I hope none of y'all on the show do it, but if you do, you don't have to admit it to me, but you're strange.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with love and respect.
But, I mean, keep listening.
I'm talking to one of y'all. If it's you, Q, or Lee, or Eddie, you know, Lorena, if any of y'all doing that, you're weird. Just letting you know, I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you see the truck I drive. So.
Yeah, so it's possible.
No, I'm more likely...
You're not that advanced.
More likely I'm blowing it up than I am looking at a screen, you know. A little bit outdated in my parts. Now, all of that being said...
I never understood blow-up dolls either. Because they look so much like a blow-up doll. It's like... You're sick. You're not just weird. You're sick in the head if you're using a blow up doll. I'm just letting you know. I'm in a judgmental mood right now. Okay. I'm just saying.
I know some people that would put it in their passenger seat so they could drive in the
HOV lane.
Again,
the
serves lane, yeah. multiple purposes. You can't put.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't understand that. The same person who told me they did that, they put a seatbelt on it. I'm like, what? What does it matter if there's a seatbelt on it? It's a blow-up doll.
You got to save it. You just got to look the part like you're trying to drive safely.
Right.
Well, the point is not to get pulled over.
So the cop's going to see that the blow-up doll doesn't have a seatbelt on it.
You're going to get pulled over.
Sir, are you aware you're driving in the carpool lane without a seatbelt on your blow-up doll?
Hey, I don't know if anybody else would be up for this, but you know people are listening to us that work with law enforcement. If you are somebody listening to this and you've pulled over somebody who had a blow-up doll in the passenger seat...
Please call in.
Please do. Would you be open for that? Would you guys be open for a phone call from the cop?
Please call in. Please. Because I want to hear how weird a weirdo that does.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. That's 877-996-6369. If you are a police officer and you have pulled over somebody who had a blow-up doll in the passenger seat, all right?
Oh, my
that
God.
That is never for you.
I hope you arrested them.
Which one?
Both.
Yeah, because they didn't have a seatbelt on.
Which one?
They're getting cuffs, too.
I popped the blow-up doll. I hope you popped the blow-up doll, deflated it.
Just tased it to see what happens.
I hope you tased the blow-up doll and then tased the dude.
Down on the ground!
I was about to say something real. I was about to get canceled. I'm glad I didn't say it. I said it in my head, and it was funny as hell, too. I didn't say it. I'm glad that I censored myself. Somebody really called in, too. Holy smokes.
And that's so that'll wrap up our coverage of Mike Kafka and the offensive coordinator position.
Yeah. I forgot we were talking about that for a second.
He hung up.
It does appear that Brian Daboll has, you know, got some work to repair the coaching staff there, because it feels like he pissed a lot of people off last year. which is unfortunate because dump truck nuts, Brian Daboll, the year before, coach of the year.
Was cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cooking.
Now, next thing you know, he pisses off Wink Martindale, and, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that's come out now. So now Mike Kafka. It is interesting, though, that he would interview to be a head coach and then be like, well, I didn't get that. I mean, I'll take the other one if you guys are hiring for that one. And the Giants are like, no, we're going to go ahead and keep you back. So I don't know if he was that excited to get the hell out of there or what, or maybe he saw the situation being better for him and his family. But nonetheless, Mike Kafka is back in New York and potentially going to work with Daniel Jones and his swan song as a Giants quarterback.
Mm.
That damn NFC East, man.
If they don't take a quarterback in this draft, do you kind of look at this year as a lame duck year for the Giants? I mean, even if they go with wide receiver and a playmaker, do you just kind of look at it and go, what's there to be excited about?
I mean, when you said Brock Bowers, I got excited. I think
Brock Bowers?
The tight end, right? Isn't that the tight end?
The potential of them drafting him, pairing him with Darren Waller.
I got excited about that. I ain't
really
gonna lie.
It doesn't matter who their quarterback is?
Well, because you can eventually get a quarterback. I think this is a lame duck year either way.
Really?
Whether they take one in the draft or not, it's a lame duck year, and it's a year for that rookie to kind of get acclimated to the league. So I almost look like it's a lame duck year one way or the other. I don't have high expectations for the Giants this year. I don't.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I mean, I just,
you know, everyone talks at the beginning of the year, they get in training camp, they're like, we're going to do it. This is the year, boys. We're going to win a Super Bowl.
John Madden.
This is our year, man.
John Madden.
No one else matters but us. Us against the world, man. No one believes but us.
I will bungee cord out of the Goodyear blimp at the 50-yard line at halftime if the Washington R's are in the Super Bowl.
I don't even want you to do that.
Bro, do you hear what I'm telling you? John Madden was afraid of heights.
Oh,
that man told me in a preseason meeting that
how did you respond to that?
I was like, well, we're going to prove you wrong, coach.
Yeah.
I said, I get where you're coming from.
How far into the season before you were like,
did he say that to you?
Did
you say like, hey, coach, well, we're going to prove you wrong, coach? And he was like, okay. Is that essentially like what he did in return? He didn't even say anything. He just
All I know is he looked at me like, son, you haven't lived enough life. If you're saying to me right now that you think your team is going to the Super Bowl, you haven't lived enough life. So there you go. And he was right. I don't even remember what year it was, but I was always getting into it with people. I called out John Leno one time, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
He says he was making jokes on, you know how they make their jokes going into like segments and stuff?
Yeah.
And he made us a punchline to one of his jokes. I said, come bring Jay Leno to Redskins. Known as Redskins Park back then.
The blow-up stuff was fine.
Well, the story is the story. The story is the story. So it was Redskins Park back then. I said, bring him to Redskins Park.
Lee, call the cops.
I said, dress that mother effer up in a uniform and let's do some Oklahomas. I want to do some one-on-ones with Jay Leno. Like, I want to eff him up. Like, sit it just like that. And he called me. He called me and apologized. Yeah.
How big is Jay Leno? How would that have gone?
I don't know.
Let's see how big Jay Leno is.
Speaking as someone with a big head, that dude's got a big head.
Yeah, he does have a big head.
He's got a huge head.
Yeah, he's got a big old.
Was this before his car explosion?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did burn, right?
Yeah, his face got completely like melted off.
Yeah, that would have been before then.
Yeah.
It was a while ago then, huh?
Yeah. When did he blow his face up?
How do we know LeVar was involved in that?
I had nothing to do with that. I had no connection to that at all.
Right.
Yeah. No. I wasn't in on that. But I would have did Oklahoma drills with him. Jonas is actually looking up how big is Jay Leno's
5'11". No, I mean, his head's probably 5'11", too. But, yeah, 5'11". I don't see a weight listed, but, yeah, I would think 5'11". You could probably light him up, Bart.
Yeah, I'd light him up.
I mean,
I would have took him down. Yeah, even if he was bigger than that, I would have took him down.
You guys ended on good terms, all right?
We did.
Yeah.
Never heard from him again. Yeah. After I was like, yeah, it's all good, man. We're good. Never heard from him again. I thought we were friends after that. I had him saved in my phone and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Under friend. Jay Leno friend. He called me. Yeah. I threatened him. Why would we be friends? I don't know.
How many
delusional back then?
Do you think there's any players that are like at these voluntary workouts right now that are looking around going,
why the F am I here?
Well, that and hey, this ain't gonna be
this
good
ain't
year
gonna
for
be
us.
Good.
Like, do you think is it this early in the off season that you can notice we're gonna have a problem?
I don't think so, but
I would say once you've been to enough places, you recognize when teams are really, really good.
Oh, right? Yeah. You know when they're good.
Though I'm saying, like, in this time of year. Like, when I got to Seattle in 2013, I was like, dang, this is the best team I've ever been on.
Well, that's true.
And I was like, I mean, I've been on a team that had been in the playoffs, but I was like, man, this feels like that team, but, like, everyone's – there's depth, there's everything. I mean, guys fighting just to make the roster that you knew would be starters elsewhere, and that happened. So that was obviously they went on to win the Super Bowl, which I was like, all right, I guess that's kind of true. But I feel like you can tell.
But can you tell if you're bad? I know if you can tell if you're good. Can you tell if you're bad?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, in retrospect, looking back, like every time I was with a team after that, I was like, oh, this isn't going to be good. It was like, I mean, you can tell from, like, here's the thing is I had been so many places at that point, I could walk in and get a general sense for, like, is the front office on the same page? Is the coaching staff in the front office on the same page? You know, how is the offense and the defense, you know, kind of working, you know, separately but together? Like, you could get a sense for all of that.
So you're saying
are there clicks? Are there not clicks?
Bad, huh? You was in the Jets organization, like, what the blah?
The first thing that you could feel there was there was a disconnect between, you know, Rex Ryan and John Isaac.
Mm.
And then the longer you're there, you're kind of like, okay. It felt like that the players felt that too. And, you know, that's why I always speak to, like, an organization and ownership. Because if I can feel that as a player who just got there, and you talk to some other players, and they obviously feel it, they see it, then how does the owner not? And so if the owner knew that kind of stuff was going on, you have to address it. And you've got to get a front office or a general manager and a head coach to get on the same page. If they can't work together, move on. Like, there's no way at that point in the year you get to drag that situation into a season. Like, you should have made that change before the OTAs and offseason even started. And so that's all I would always point to is, like, it starts with ownership, because you've got to be able to have a sense for what's going on beneath you, and you're the only one who can ultimately fix it. Because, I mean, most guys are pretty stubborn. Most guys, even if they're successful, they're going to be really stubborn. And you got to be the one to ultimately see and say, hey, this isn't working. We got to change, go a different direction, bring other people in here who can get this thing to work.
Meanwhile, there's probably fans of that team that you were with that are like, no, this is the year. This is going to be the year. You could just pull them aside and be like, no, it ain't. It's not. Trust me. I've walked in the building. I've seen it. So we will keep and monitor the Giants OC situation there. By the way, Lee, I know the phones rang. Did we get a somebody from the police department call with a story about pulling over somebody who had a blow-up doll in the passenger seat? Or maybe they're afraid to give out their name on the air because they don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, no luck with a real officer. Didn't pass the check.
Didn't pass the real officer check.
So no. People were calling trying to pretend to be officers,
mm-hmm.
and you could sniff them out that they weren't real.
You sniffed them out?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't no police.
Yeah, okay. Good luck getting through
Uh-oh.
That. Oh, phone's
it's
ringing again.
Now.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports
you
Radio.
Ain't no police.
LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. So coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have a conversation.
He's on the phone long with this one, though.
Yeah.
Could be a real one.
Could be.
This could be a real police officer calling.
No.
Nope.
He's shaking
nope.
his head. No.
Nope.
Because he could probably hear.
Nope. Go to break.
Probably hear.
Somebody's like, going to get on air right. and say, just act bad. We're going to have to totally dump them out.
It's probably Todd pretending to be a cop.
I can love somebody.
God, nothing, right. Lee, no dice?
No, nah, we got some Mallard Militia on the line. They ain't no cops. Yeah,
definitely not.
Ain't no cop.
They're the people cops pull over.
I know cops. You ain't no cop.
All right, so coming up next, we are going to have a fun discussion about somebody who, you know, broke the rules, possibly committed a crime, but apparently was worth it, and we've got the proof right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in, we'll call it about 20 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have our midweek awards, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those will be yours here on FSR. So the Michigan Wolverines,
talking about
their punishments have been announced for their recruiting violations. For texting during a dead period, during COVID back in 2020. Now, is this the Jim Harbaugh stuff out there where, you know, he bought somebody a hamburger also? Like, that was part of this stuff as well, too. This is part of why he served the suspensions this past off or past season for the Michigan Wolverines. But nonetheless, they have been the violations involved illicit recruiting and coaching during the COVID-19 dead period, according to a notice of allegations handed out by the NCAA in December. And so they face these level two violations regarding staffers. And so the punishments have been handed out for Michigan. They will serve 3 years probation. They will pay a fine and face recruiting restrictions, and the coaches involved will face a 1-year show cause order. So it doesn't appear like that's the most, you know, I guess, punished team in the history of college football. And the fact that they just won a national title, whatever.
Business as usual.
Yeah, like you just kind of move on and get ready for a spring game this weekend. I mean, feels like everything's good to go in Ann Arbor. Ready to
run. I think it's more interesting the NCAA is actually doling out punishments still.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Like, at least in recruiting violations. Granted, this happened during COVID, so about 4 years ago. They had some power, some semblance of power, I guess. But now it seems like every single time they challenge a university or they challenge a state law, if you will, it fails miserably every single time. So kind of surprising. You know, there's a little bit of punishment coming from the NCAA. Ultimately, does it matter? No, Michigan got their national championship. I don't know how much this benefited them to winning that national championship. You know, their COVID year was actually a really bad year for them. You know, if you recall, their COVID year, they actually didn't play Ohio State.
Yeah.
That was a tough year, a rough year. And whatever happened and transformed, you know, over that year into the 2021, 2022, 2023 runs is ultimately what led to that team winning a national championship. But I don't know how effective any of the claims were, which by the way, I mean, some of the claims were what do they call them? Not quality control, but you know, they basically had some kind of consultants who were down there on the field actually coaching with some of the kids. That was part of the punishment. You're not allowed to do that. Even though some of those rules have been changed now, you can actually have a much bigger staff. So, it probably sounds like a slap on the wrist to some people out there. You know, a lot of this stuff has changed even since 2020. So I'm not really sure how punitive you can be in retrospect.
There must have been. I mean, I think a lot of people – why do I say a lot of people? I think when Harbaugh accepted the punishment, to me, it felt as though there was something much deeper there if they had kept going. And I would ultimately say maybe that's why there have been punishments handed down even beyond Harbaugh taking, you know, the disciplinary actions against, you know, or accepting the punishment that he received.
Are two separate things, FYI.
Oh, well, I don't know. I thought the whole recruiting thing, when did this recruiting issue come out?
So this was back in 2020. The punishment he faced last year actually had nothing to do with this because they self-imposed the initial suspension.
Okay, see, if I was
and then later in the season was actually the sign-stealing drama that went on with the Big Ten.
Well, the early suspension was connected to this, though.
Again, it wasn't a suspension. It was self-imposed.
The first one.
Lock yourself in your room.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like they did some foul stuff. I mean, at the end, my conclusion is it seems like they did some foul stuff that they didn't want to hit the surface. And you rather take the violations and take the punishment rather than having to deal with what happens if that information becomes public domain. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, let's just give us the punishment. Like, let's just move on and let's just hope that, you know,
It's all public. It's just again, this is 4 years ago, so there's not really, you know, I mean, Harbaugh's not there anymore. You know, you look at some of the other people who are involved. I mean, they're not coming
back. It's never all public. That's what I would say. Even what the public is, the public, like what the public getting in trouble for, what's reported, whatever. The public is, I mean, I get there's a report, but it's never all public. I mean, just in my assessment of it, I mean, it's never all public.
What's public that you've read that they've done?
I haven't read anything. I don't know anything about anything about what they got going on. All I know is I just know how wicked this recruiting is. I do know that very, very intimately. And I'm not saying for me, I'm saying I know how deep that rabbit hole goes. A lot of that stuff, if it ever saw the day of life, if you got caught, is one thing. Even I think there's a lot to the whole when you're disciplining somebody over recruiting, there's a lot of information that could come out from that and could be damning information. I mean, I don't know how damning. I don't know what it is. I'm just assuming just based off of.
Okay, so let's just go through what the infractions were. They were contacting people during the dead period. That was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like what those conversations were, you're right. We have no idea. But it's also irrelevant because it was just the fact that they shouldn't have been contacting people during that period. They had kind of hosted, I believe, some people at times when they shouldn't have. They had people who were considered to be consultants who are on the field actually coaching players, which is a no-no. I think there was a cheeseburger involved, you know, from Harbaugh. Outside of that, there was maybe like one other kind of minor deal. I don't think this was like one of those like, hey, the bag man got caught,
maybe. I don't know.
Well, I just feel like you don't have to do that these days.
Why did this take so long to come out? Like, why did this take so long?
It came out last year. The NCAA just sat on their hands with punishment.
That's what I'm saying. The punishment of it. Why did it take so long? If this happened in 2020, why would it take so long to?
It's actually fairly common for the NCAA to take this long. I mean, think about, for example, the punishment USC got over the course of the Reggie Bush. In that whole deal.
That's why people question the punishment that was handed out so fast for Harbaugh last year during the sign-stealing stuff. Because it was like, man, the NCAA never operates this fast.
Never.
But this time, they were able to figure it out in what felt like 48 hours.
It wasn't the NCAA that was doling out the punishment, though, for the sign-stealing. It was the Big Ten.
Okay.
So, again, we got to be specific about this. Like, they're two separate things. Obviously, there's NCAA rules that were broken, but the Big Ten was who ultimately had a lot of the data, a lot of the information, a lot of the film that was working with the NCAA to a degree. But even the punishment for that, still, there could be more this upcoming year, right? They took the initial punishment, but there's still a chance that there could be more on the backside of that whole deal at some point in the future.
You remember when they didn't play Ohio State, Michigan, that is, didn't play Ohio State during that COVID year, and yet all these Ohio State blowhards that were like, oh, they're just scared. They're scared. They know what's going to happen. This is a sign of the times for Michigan. And they haven't beaten them since. Like Michigan has been on this run. Now, it probably changes this year, but for the time being, if you're a Michigan fan and you found out, like, hey, listen, our head coach is going to get suspended for a few games. We're going to get popped for buying a guy a cheeseburger, potentially. And
why did my body start rumbling when they said cheeseburger, man?
Well, listen.
Oof, sounds good.
Because you gave it up.
I did give it up.
You quit.
I gave it up.
You quit on the good stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Ohio State dominates Michigan either, by the way. I know there's a lot of odds against them right now, but I don't know that to be true. Not in a rivalry game. Not sure. I mean, Ohio State looks loaded, but Michigan is Michigan. I will say that. This is what it is there. But I don't know. They got their punishment.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And, take your punishment.
And now Jim Harbaugh is with the Bolts living in an RV park to get ready for the season. Which is
on the water, though.
Yeah. Is that a sponsorship? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
I saw that. That was pretty odd.
Yeah, he's
get up, go get a little swim, get a little beach walk.
I mean, he's probably got a little bit extra cash on him because that garage
just a
sale.
Little bit.
Well, he's got what is that like? Rock Wilder Beach? Like, where's that area?
I don't know. Not too sure where they're putting that together. Lee's more of a camper than I am, so he would know better than I would.
I mean, aren't campers called trailer parks?
Dark Wilder, what's it called?
Yeah, there are some trailer parks out there.
Yeah,
but not all of them are. You know,
a trailer park.
Yeah, like okay, there are
because you know that's you know
there's RV parks and those are
there's
more
there's upscale
that,
type deals. Yeah.
So every time I would drive along that area, though, I think Dockwaller, I think is what it's called, right?
Yeah. That's in L.A.
There's an area where there's a bunch of RVs there. That's what it looked like.
That's L.A. That's in like next to Manhattan Beach.
Dockwaller, yeah, sure.
Dockwaller.
Yeah. That's one of the few places you could do a campfire
you
on the
do campfires.
On the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you just do that.
A lot of oil over there.
If you want a campfire, you just do it under a freeway overpass nowadays. It should be fine.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, just do it.
I have to call the cops again.
Yeah, in the 805, we just go to Rincon or Carpinteria up that way.
For RVing?
Yeah. You want to go over there?
You know what they call RVs where... No, I ain't gonna do it.
What do you mean?
I ain't gonna do it.
You canceled?
I ain't gonna do it. It's the second time I had to censor myself. Yeah. But
Broadcast professional.
Yeah.
When we were at the Jimmy Buffett concert, I was getting the lowdown on the RV etiquette and, you know, the upside down pineapples, the flamingos.
My gosh.
What's that mean, Lee?
Upside down pineapple?
I know what it means.
Come on over.
Yeah. Come on in.
Doors open.
Have a drink.
I think that's what Belichick saw in Nantucket.
Leave your shoes and your clothes out the door.
Belichick saw that in Nantucket when he did that that walk of shame video. Somebody's got an upside down pineapple. He's like, okay, well, that works. By the way, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. The connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And guess what? With the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, and Jim Harbaugh, as just mentioned, going to be picking number 5 as it stands right now as new head coach of the LA Chargers. Well, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, and coming up next here from these TireRack.com studios, we are going to have another edition of our Midweek Awards. It's a Wednesday tradition, the good, the bad, the ugly, right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. .com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Man. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Vartio Double G, but somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky like every single day. May I almost slipped, but actually, that wasn't even. I could have said that.
No.
I could have said ass.
We'll dump it.
Well, I didn't. Anyway.
Fine. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up top of next hour, we will call it a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. You're going to hear what, if it's true, kind of embarrassing. kind of embarrassing, a little bit cringeworthy. That'll be yours here coming up again a little over 10 minutes from now. A reminder before we get to our midweek awards, though, that we, if you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad, and then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, leave the lab. What do we got?
Well, as we do each and every Wednesday, we start with the good, and you know it's a good week because we got Jonas delivering the good.
You sure? I thought I was... No, I think I'm the bad this week as far as like the rotation goes. I'm almost positive I'm the bad.
I mean, that's what it says on the rundown.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. It says
we had some conversations. Oh, the breaks. Yeah. Oh. Actually, during the show too, at some point.
So oh, wow.
What happened?
It was kind of like the first segment when Jonas was trying to talk to Lee. I was just talking to Lee. Doing the last one.
Okay. So I'm looking at it here. It says good. All right.
I kind of just go with the vibe, you know.
All right, yeah.
I'm feeling real good. So.
All right. My good for the week, Max Holloway, UFC 300, winning a fight against Justin Gaethje, dominating for 4+ rounds, and when the 10-second mark hits, he says, "Stand in the middle and let's just throw." And they stood in the middle and threw, and he knocks out Justin Gaethje with 1 second left at the buzzer. One of the great KOs you'll ever see in combat history. One of the great moments in the history of the UFC. And appropriate that it happened at their biggest event to date, UFC 300. Max Holloway, the pride of Hawaii, and our friends listening on Fox Sports 990 in Oahu. You've got a badass from your island yet again, and he's the new BMF champion as he knocks out Justin Gaethje with 1 second left. That's my good for the weekly.
That was an awesome highlight. Didn't get to watch all the fight, but saw that towards the end. It was pretty sweet. I was going to ask, I just saw another champ, I think, call him out, right?
Well, there's Ilya Topuria, who's the
current champ. That's
who
I saw kind of reached out, and he had said, like, they'll be seeing each other soon. But it seems like there's a lot of respect for one another. It's not as much trash talk.
Although I would say Topuria kind of, you know, bothers.
Kind of took a jab.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of a jab. But they're trying to set up that fight in Spain, which would be awesome. Because Topuria is from Spain, and the people he hangs out with, not bad.
Not into tapas?
No, it's just they're not a bad look.
A nice Rioja?
No. Oh, Dios mio, puppy. What? Who's got what next?
All right, fellas, we can't have that good without that bad. Brady, what was bad this week?
Yeah, what was bad was what was last night. Probably some math by Reggie Miller or lack thereof. Play the sound here, Lee, because I know Jonas is mad he didn't get a chance to play this.
Here's things that you talk about on the bus as players. If he makes the first one, you're up three. Do you try to purposely miss the second one, knowing that they don't have any timeouts?
They have no timeouts.
And they've got to go coast to coast, because as soon as you miss it, time is going to start as soon as it's touched. Or do you just make them both be up four and game over? These are things that are discussed as teams.
I mean,
he kind of answered the question himself, didn't he? Like, don't you just go up four and
I don't get it.
Say game's over? The other thing I didn't understand about the logic there is, if you, let's just play it this way. If you make them both, they still have to go coast to coast. There is no timeout. So whether or not they inbound it and they launch it down, that's no different than if it's a missed basket and they launch it down. There's no time. He makes the basket, they got to set up a play and play. I'm shocked only because Reggie Miller's done this for a long time. He's done a tremendous job. That was one of those moments where in that kind of, that big portion of the season, a little bit surprising that he would have kind of a mental gaffe like that.
Very confusing.
Mm. He was tired. I could sympathize.
Long game.
Yeah, it was a long game. Yeah.
Well, fellas.
He was probably hungry and, you know, My man went to go get him some food for eating. You know, Zion went to get the food.
Oh, no. So that they could eat. From the Uber Eats?
From the Uber Eats.
So messed up.
Well, fellas, from bad to worse. LeVar, what was ugly this week?
Did y'all see that report on Trevor Bauer? The accuser getting charged.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty ugly.
It's funny. That won't get as much coverage as the initial.
Yeah, right? It got I mean, it ruined him.
Yeah.
It totally ruined him. And
does he have multiple accusers, though, and they've all basically been fraudulent?
For the most part, yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
It's either yes or no. It can't be for the most part.
It was ugly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.